I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. Today's program is for the newbie second baseman, a quick run-through of the basics of playing the position. Let's begin by taking a look at the three main jobs of the second baseman. First, fielding grounders. Second, making putouts at second and occasionally relaying the ball to first for a double play. And third, running into the outfield to take relay throws from the right center fielder and the right fielder. For fielding grounders, what glove should a second baseman use? Most experts agree that the second baseman's glove should be the smallest glove on the field. They recommend an 11 to 11 3/4-inch glove. Some college fast pitch coaches require their second baseman to use 11-inch gloves, period. The theory is that the smaller the glove, the quicker the fielder can get the ball out of the pocket. And since the second baseman is involved in so many double plays, quick ball handling is important. Now, having said that, let me make another point. An 11-inch glove is ideal when you're playing on a professionally landscaped infield. But in real life, many of the parks we play on are not groomed daily, and the infield surface is irregular at best. On fields like this, the ball takes a lot of bad hops. And if you're using a small glove, a hot grounder that hits some pebbles is more likely to skip off your glove or miss it completely, or worse, bounce off your glove and hit you in the face. And a larger glove can help compensate for a fielder whose athleticism and speed are not the best, so I see nothing wrong with using a larger glove at second base. As a second baseman, you can usually play deeper than the other infielders, right in front of the grass. This is because in most cases, when you get a grounder to second, you'll be throwing it to either first or second base, and both of these are short throws. The farther back you are, the more time you'll have to react to the hit and the more ground you can cover. In situations where you'll be throwing to third or home, though, you should play closer to the plate. When you're making a short throw to first or second base, tossing it underhand is often better than throwing it overhand. You waste a lot of time bringing your arm up for an overhand throw, and at close range, the fielder you're throwing to may not have time to react to a bad throw. I've seen plenty of professional players make bad throws when throwing the ball very short distances. A word about double plays. The one-throw double play is often preferable to the two-throw double play. Too many things can go wrong with the two-throw play. If there's a man on first and the ball is grounded to your right side, you'll be heading toward second base when you field the ball. It's usually better to field the ball and continue running to tag second yourself, rather than make the short throw to the shortstop. Again, quick short throws are often hard to handle, and if you're going for a double play, you have a better chance of doing it yourself by stepping on second and then throwing the ball to first, instead of throwing to the shortstop, who would have to catch your throw, find the bag, dig the ball out of his glove, and relay it to first. Here's another thing you should do as a second baseman that I don't see done a lot. With nobody on base and a grounder to shortstop or third base, run to backup first just as soon as the ball is hit. Most slow-pitch softball teams see a bad throw to first fairly often, and with you backing up the first baseman, you have a better chance of holding the runner at first if the throw gets by your first baseman. If the runner doesn't see you there, you may well be able to throw him out at second if he tries to take the extra base. When taking throws from the outfield, how far out should you go? Far enough that the outfielder can get the ball to you in the air. This varies with outfielders. You don't have to go as far out for a stronger thrower as you do for a weaker thrower. Practice taking throws from your right center fielder and your right fielder and learn their maximum throwing range. That's how far out you should go. You can't pick a spot and say that's it because the deeper the ball is hit, the farther out you're going to have to go to get the throw. When you catch a relay throw, your back should be to the right field foul line and your feet parallel to the path of the ball. This means you're standing sideways when you catch the ball, and this allows you to make a better and faster relay. When you're facing your outfielder, you have to turn your back to the infield, and you're totally cut off from what's happening on the bases. You have to turn around the full 180 degrees, and then take a moment to see where to throw. Hopefully, your first baseman or shortstop will be yelling out which base to throw to before you get the ball, and if you're already halfway facing the infield, you'll get off a quicker and more accurate throw. If you're a second baseman and have some tips you'd like to share, please drop me a note, and I'll use them in another show. The address is Dan, D-A-N, at danhughes, D-A-N-H-U-G-H-E-S, .net, Dan at danhughes.net. Thanks for listening. For more slow-pitched softball articles on such things as how to set your batting order, infield and outfield tips, how to pitch, and more, visit slowpitchbook.com. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.